Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode. Well, hi there. Welcome to Real WW Talk. It's the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW. Maybe it's something we've learned. Maybe it's something we've struggled with. But the bottom line is there is no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. This week on Real WW Talk, in order to create something new in ourselves, it sometimes means saying goodbye to something old. It's necessary to bring some things to an end. And as we are looking at a new year and new things, we're going to examine what are old things that need to end so that we can begin the new. Are you ready? Let's talk. Well, hi there. Welcome to Real WW Talk. I'm Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Gosh, you guys, I don't know about you, but like this first week of the new year hit me hard.
It's like you go to sleep for a while or you go away from all the responsibilities and you come back and it's like, hello. Boom.
Right. I have not eased into the new year. How about you guys?
It's been crazy. It's been very busy and, you know, it's nice to celebrate the new year. It's always nice to have a fresh start, but when it feels like when a week feels like a month, that's hard.
Yeah. Can we just talk about how it was the best of fresh starts for me personally? It was January 1st of a new year on a Monday.
Everything you could want.
God decided, like, my child, I'm going to give you no excuse in 2024 not to be your best year ever. This is all of the fresh starts you could ever ask for. So I try to ride that wave.
Speaking of the first week, did you guys like have any goals going into the first, you know, the first week of the year? Yes.
I did. Yes, you know how everyone kind of picks a word? I picked a word for 2024 and it's balance, because that's something that I've really been striving for in my life that has felt imbalanced for like a very long time. And, you know, I've struggled with perfection and all the things. So I just wanted to go into the new year with a balanced approach to exercise, to my eating, and to my mindset. And so I really had an opportunity to do that in the first week, because the first day of the year was not a day that I felt like I was on track and I didn't do as much exercise as I had planned. And I was able to say, we know what our word is. We know what we're trying to do. And I didn't let that affect the rest of the week. And I saw results, not just on the scale, but in how I was processing. And I was like, there's something to this middle of the road. Like, all it took was a Monday, January 1st, and a new year for me to finally get that balance is something that we should actually be striving for.
I was going to say, there's no way, Candace, you could have let a January 1 Monday mess up that fast. You can't. I know you
can. I was holding on. I was like, look, because there's no way God be like, why would I ever have you start tomorrow? Like, I gave you exactly what you asked for.
Right.
So I had to find something to hold on to.
Ricky, how about you?
Well, for me, it's a lot of the same things that I've been, you know, really wanting to focus on, because, you know, if it's not broken, if there's nothing wrong with it, why fix it? So getting back to activity and doing that more consistently. So I'm working on building that up. I'm not setting an unrealistic expectation of like, okay, I'm going to do 7 days a week starting the new year. You know, we're not going into it that way. Just building up my activity and strength training, because I know how important that is, even though it's one of the harder things for me to do. Like, especially if I've gotten my cardio done first, I just want to be like, I'm done. I did it. Like, I'm out of breath, so I should be done. I don't want to just do something that's repetitive, but it's so much more meaningful than that. So I really want to focus on, even if it's 10 minutes on my workout days, just adding that strength training in and continuing with tracking, because I know it works. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
How are you,
Erin? Well, listen, I got to the end of Christmas week and I was like, man, I am pretty much made up of cheese at this point. And so, but I, while I had time off, I did what I said I was going to do, where I was going to spend some time just, you know, looking back on the year and writing things down that I was really grateful for. What are some things that I need to, what are some things that I need to change going into 2024? And so I did a little bit of that, you know, heart and head work kind of a thing. And that felt great. And I found some exercise videos and yeah, I actually did some exercise, even though the step up was over, because it was pretty much like the step ed's done, I'm done. I don't need to move for a while, right?
Kind of walking. It doesn't count for anything.
Exactly. It's not making me anything. What's the point? but I was like, no, ma'am, just because you're done a step ed, you still need to do something. And so, but it was all from the perspective of not out of like shame or guilt, but like, okay, this feels good. I enjoy doing this. I want to get this movement. I want to get this activity in. So it was a nice little break. It was good, you know, some good thinking time, being time. But I wanted to bring up to you guys, because one of the things that I noticed as I was on break was the new things that I want to be able to do. I was starting to assess, like, in order for me to do these new things, how can I do the new things when I'm still holding onto the old, right? It's like when you have a too full closet and you go buy new clothes, where are you going to put them? And the place that you can go put them is you got to get rid of some of the old stuff out of the closet, right? You got to look at it. You go, I don't need this anymore. And I can release this. And so I thought maybe that would be something that we could talk about today, especially as we're starting out the new year, because I see a lot of people, myself included, who are really ambitious going into the new year. We're going to try to add these things in while still holding on to these old things that aren't serving us. And that means that our ability to do these new things actually isn't as great as we think it would be. We feel like we're failing, but the reality is we just haven't created enough space within ourselves to be able to do whatever the new stuff is. So
yeah.
Have you guys, as you're looking at this year, have you created, I call it necessary endings. Have you created any necessary endings with anything?
Yeah. I just love, first off, I love that as a reflection point. And mine really have always been centered around mindset. Like, mm-hmm. I've had to really look at, because I feel like for me, that pillar for Weight Watchers and just in my life kind of dictates how I implement and how I live my life or execute in areas. And I've always talked about, you know, getting rid of and letting go of perfection, but I'm more so really feeling that it's important to let go of the need for other people to understand, you know, what it is that I'm doing in my life, because there's some things that I'm going to be doing in 2024 and beyond that aren't going to make sense all the time to everybody, because I'm noticing more and more that I have people who are very, very one way, or they black or white in how they view a lot of different things, even with weight loss, how they view weight loss and how it should be done. And I'm letting go. I have to let go of the need to make sure that everybody understands how I do things in order for me to be able to effectively move forward in my plan. Mm-hmm. And that's hard, because I've told you I've been someone who's been externally validated for a long time, and I got my worth inappropriately from external instead of internal measures. So that's a hard one that I've, when you said it, it immediately came to mind as something mm-hmm. that I had to accept, that I have to let go of. I don't need other people's validation in order to move forward.
let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
I love that. Has that been tested yet?
Yes. Yes. And I mean, I think the first time it happened was actually first week of the year, where I had to make a decision about something that I was going to do, where I was going to go, something I was going to eat. So if I was going to eat out, if I was going to eat at home. And the person said, we're not going to do this whole new year thing. Like, I want to go out and do this and I want you to come with me. And I had a plan for myself about what I wanted to do. And she tied it to, don't you do that every year? Like, it's just whether it's true, Erin, you've said it before, you teach people have seen your patterns, right? And she said what she said, but I said, this is what I'm doing for me. And it doesn't really matter if you like it or not, but I'm not going to go with you because I've made a plan that I'm eating home tonight, not because of a diet, but because that's what I want to do. And she moved on. I'm not saying she was horribly upset. I think she was maybe annoyed because she wanted to eat out, but it had nothing to do with me. And that's hard, though. That's hard. Some people, like, it was celebrated, but it felt uncomfortable. And that's why I was on the right track.
Yes.
And I feel like with things like that, like the practice of doing it, I bet will make it easier when that comes again. But I know that first time was probably hard, but I bet you did feel amazing afterwards.
I trembled. I mean, I trembled, and for those who don't struggle with it, you know, it can sound kind of extra because I am an extra person, but I literally was nervous to just say what I needed because she was pushing. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Minimizing. And I had to say, no, not doing that right now. Like, I'm staying home.
Well, that kind of goes back to my philosophy that a taker will always take what a giver gives. And a taker will always take what a giver gives. And unless a giver stops giving, that's when the taker will stop taking. Right. And kind of in that moment for you, I'm really proud of you that you asserted yourself. And I love the way that you said it, that this is what I want to do.
This is what I want. Mm-hmm. This is not because of a pattern, and don't use certain things to try to minimize my choice. Like, this is what you do every year. I don't need you to tell me what you feel you know about my patterns or things. I'm fully able to process for myself. And I wanted to do a little bit of what we talked about a few episodes ago. Are you okay? Like, what's wrong that you can't just eat what you want and let me eat what I want?
And even if she was right, if she was right that this is a pattern, why it doesn't invalidate that this is what you want to do in this moment. And it's okay that you want to eat at home. It doesn't mean you can't eat out ever again with her, but just this time I'm choosing this.
And we'll get off the tangent very quickly, I promise. But this is something I brought up on my personal Instagram. I did a reel about it because it's been annoying me. It annoys me that you get some people who I feel attack resolutioners or those who make decisions to do better, whether it's for the new year or not. And they're like, well, are you going to do that again? Why can't we just meet people with kindness and embrace that they're trying to do better in whatever way? If I want to save money or I don't want to eat out as much and you feel like that's a pattern that I always do in January, well, we're going to pray that this is a pattern that sticks because it's really good for me. It's good for my wallet. It makes me feel good. And as your friend, I support you in that. And I think that we need to kind of embrace that kind of mindset more instead of reminding you of your past failures or what you did. Use it from a place of this is something good that's coming.
And I think we have to be careful with even labeling that as a failure, because let's say I start every year with, you know, a diet culture mentality and I'm going to the gym and I'm, you know, and let's say it lasts 6 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever. What if my year started differently and I didn't have that attitude and I gained 10 more pounds because I didn't have that 6 weeks of success? Like, we're quick to call that a failure, but like, how did that set up the rest of my year for success?
Yes.
Love that, Ricky.
Great point, Ricky. Great point. Ricky, you've been, you've been killing it. And that means in order to kill it, you've had to have some necessary endings. Mm-hmm. What's, as we think about that and reflect on that, like, what have you already kind of maybe brought to an end? And as you're going, mm-hmm. as you're in this year now, is there anything else that you've brought to an end to keep mm-hmm. that train moving forward?
Yeah, for me, it's hard, but I love to be social. I love making plans and doing things, and which it can be challenging when that often revolves around food. So it's been a combination of me learning and I'm getting better with this. My goal is to get even better with it this year, but it's not to necessarily say no to things, but are there things that I can do that one are less expensive? Because I'm also trying to watch my wallet. And are there things I can do that involve getting, you know, a salad or something? Like, Erin, you were such a wonderful, thoughtful friend and got us our little Chopped gift cards for the holidays. And I'm so excited to use it. And it's like, I can be social and go get food with my friends, and it can be a salad, and it can be a salad that costs $10, $15. I mean, that sounds like a lot, but like, you know, other than going to a restaurant where I'm spending $20, $30, like that's, you know, less money than that. So I think the thing I'm choosing more wisely, what I propose doing with friends and what I accept doing with them and say, you know, oh, I can't do that, but what if we do this? That's my goal. I wouldn't say I've mastered it yet, but it's something I want to get better at, especially as the weather starts to get better. We're not there yet. It's January. But when there are opportunities, like we have so many free museums in DC, we have just beautiful sites you can walk, just walking around the National Mall and getting steps in and seeing beautiful sites. Like there's other things to do other than brunch. So that's something that I'm kind of letting go of. It's like, I'm still maintaining my friendships, and the thing that makes me happy is being around the people. It's not the food necessarily. So just making different plans and making intentional choices about how I spend my time with people.
Yeah. What I hear from you is you're actually giving your best yes. Like you're being choosy with your yes. Mm-hmm. Now it's less about saying no, but more about the power of your yes. Mm-hmm. Almost like, do you guys remember even when we first started doing WW, or maybe everybody's got this point in their WW journey is like, okay, I'm really serious and I'm committed about this thing. And you realize like how much of life is revolving around eating out, and what does it look like to suggest we go do something that doesn't involve sitting with a plate of food mm-hmm. in front of us. And like, you, and I think like Ricky, that's kind of how we found one another, was through the WW room, but mm-hmm. like doing different walks and having different conversations, because this is stuff that we connected over and we didn't have to talk about it over a plate of food.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There's so much more to friendship than that. And then if that is all that your friendship has, it's like, maybe there's something that needs to change about that friendship, especially if it's like, hey, I'm getting a drink, you need to get a drink too. Like kind of like Candace, you're saying with your friend, like maybe there's something that needs to change within that friendship.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I learned a lot about that during the cancer journey, about different ways that you can connect with people, because walking became my way of connecting, you know. I think people were a little nervous, like to offer to go out to eat because they didn't know what I could eat while I was going through treatment. But when you see all the different trails and ways that are not related to food and just sitting down, like you said, Ricky, there's monuments, there's other things. There's a whole new world that is out there that we don't experience when we limit ourselves to just kind of eating engagements only, mm-hmm. you know, because and I kind of miss that. Like I miss that now. People don't care anymore, you know, and they're like, oh, you're better now, so let's go out to Fridays. And right. Like, oh, don't you want to walk around the Baltimore Harbor? Like right. We did that one time when I was
listen, going. It's more fun to taste the world sometimes than walk the world. Let's just admit it. But
you can walk and talk. Like you can walk, talk and eat. Get lazy, you know, do it all together.
Listen, because if you are a Weight Watcher person, you're going to have a snack in your pocket. You know it.
Yeah, you have something good. Yeah.
You got something. For me, necessary endings. One of them has just been actually really paying attention to my finances, because I notice that my when I am out of control is a, probably like a really, it's not the best choice of word, but I can look at a direct correlation between my weight record and my energy, all of those things. Usually my grocery bill is out of control. And so I want those two things to sync up and sync up in the right direction. Yeah. So I'm paying extra close attention to that. And I also know that one of the things that I really want to pay more attention to, especially this year going into it, is the mix that's on my plate. And looking at the fruits and the vegetables, carbohydrates, which, you know, those are still carbohydrates, but I maybe should say starchy carbohydrates and protein. What does that mix look like? And just even trying right now, very specifically at every meal, to have one cup of vegetables minimum. Mm-hmm. What does my plate look like? If I have a minimum one cup of vegetables, minimum half a cup, actually maybe maximum half a cup of starchy vegetable, 3 or 4 ounces of protein. And honestly, when I start looking at that as the mix on my plate, mm-hmm. my tracking numbers align. I'm within my budget every single day, yeah. right? It's just those little things that go into that. And also because I'm focusing on those vegetables, I'm focusing on those healthier things that have more water, more nutrition, the snacky part of me starts to fade into the background because I no longer need it as much because I'm feeling so full and satiated from everything else, which I don't mind saying that there's a little bit of sadness because I love my Utz barbecue potato chips.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that just the best brand? Honestly. Ripple cut.
How many times have we said this? But, you know, what am I valuing most? What am I going to value most? And for me right now, my budget is the number one thing with my health. Mm-hmm. And so I'm having to let go of some snacks, yeah. let go of some other things in that particular area so that I can make space for this part on my plate. So, and then another thing too, for me, when it comes to exercise, I need to start doing more movement from the sense that I love my walking, but it's easy for me to get into what I would call an easy walk, but not one that necessarily gets my heart rate up. And so I am trying now to add in or sub out, take away one of my walking days and actually have a watching YouTube Get Fit with Rick walking day, was it the old Leslie Sansone, you know, yeah. walk. The new videos that they're doing have a different energy pace to them. Those are good.
I haven't done her in so long. That is such a good,
they're on YouTube.
They're on YouTube and they've got a whole new group of people that are doing them. And they've really like kind of reinvented it in a little mm-hmm. way. I think that they're a little bit more heart pumping. Like they have a mix of the both, if that's not quite where you're living yet, you know, for aerobic activity, but they're good. They're really mm-hmm. good. So I'm like, I need to sub out so that I can grow, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, that's the big thing is really sitting down and looking at, okay, what have I been doing same the whole time and not seeing any growth? Well, if I'm not seeing any growth, then that means it's not working. If growth is what I want, if maintenance is what I want, then I'm perfect. But there's some areas that I don't want maintenance. There's areas that I want growth. And then that means I need to change something in order to make that growth yeah. happen. So
I love kind of all the things that you said, Erin, because a lot of them are focuses for me as well. And you reminded me, especially when it comes to the fruits and vegetables, you mm-hmm. know, and how to best maximize my day. You know, it's not just about staying with a target, you know, it's the quality of what it is that we're ingesting as well. And I haven't thought about that in the several years that I've done it. I think I've always made it sometimes about just staying within the points target or for the range. And whether that be that, you know, it's a Starbucks drink and a piece of pizza or whatever, you know, thinking that that was okay, even though I knew intellectually that you should have fruits and vegetables. I never made it a priority. Mm-hmm. And going through a health scare reminded me about, you know, we talked about how quickly I was able to change and focus on those things. And I don't want it to have to be something that's a health scare that makes you see the value of it daily. And I love how you've talked about incorporating that, like adding cabbage or whatever to your rice, or, you know, looking at the portions of things. I want to do that as well. And I plan to do that. And I did that this past week and it felt good. Mm-hmm. It felt good. And it's something that you have to let go of the fact that you didn't do it in the past and just say, this is what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Cause you know, hold on to, I didn't do it in the past. How's that serving me today? Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's irrelevant at this point. What matters is that I'm doing it right now.
But my therapist had to remind me of that, because even though I know that, I can beat myself up over why did I take so long? I knew better. How long have I been doing this? I did it this week. Why did you, like you said, it's irrelevant, but that's something else you got to leave in the past.
Yeah.
That desire to beat yourself up over things you can't change.
Yeah. And I know I agree with that so much with both of you. Like, I want to increase my vegetables. I want to make sure, I mean, that's something I've been saying for years, but I think it ties in with what you're saying, Candace. I've identified as someone who doesn't like vegetables, and I've, you know, joked about it. We've all joked about it, but it's like, well, there are some vegetables that I like. I don't dislike every single vegetable known to man. And, you know, I that makes it challenging when you want to mix things up. But, you know, when we met up the last time, I had this dip that was avocado and it had tomatoes in it, and you know, it was delicious. And I loved it, and I got it to make it again this week, that I'm going to mix it with some beef, and now I'm gonna have to share it now that I'm sharing it on here.
But you're inviting us over.
Yeah, exactly. You guys come over and try it. And some shaved steak, I'm going to put in pita and put the salsa, the avocado salsa in that with some feta.
And okay.
I do like vegetables. I just have to incorporate the ones that I like. And it may only be, I don't want to say three, it's more than three. Yeah. But like, I do like vegetables. I just.
And being open to expanding. And I think that's something you and I both can work on. And good news.
I've never eaten a meatball before. I won't. Good news.
We got Miss Erin here who will like always challenge us with things. Because you go over to her house and you're like, what's that? Not sure. She's like, just taste it. It's cinnamon toast crunch. No, it's not. It's like a rutabaga that's sauteed in something. I don't want it. But
I wish I could remember the name of it. But my coworker came up to me and said, do you want a thing? And I don't remember what you called it again. But I trust this coworker. So I was like, okay. She's like, it tastes kind of like a date and a lemon and a... So I tried it. Like, it was almost like shaped like a bean. It had like, Erin, I know you're going to figure out what this. Yes.
See, told how you. She needs to be on some game show. Like, just give one example of something. And she's like,
I thought I was going to explain more. And it wasn't bad. Like, it wasn't as chewy as a date, but it was really long, like one of the coworkers who's in the room, she's like, it looks like somebody's finger, but like it's weird looking, but I guess it's in the date family.
Yeah, I think it is. I gotta just be completely honest. I don't know the full origin of it, but I know that I've had it once before and I've seen it at the grocery store and I'm like, I could pick that up and try it again, but.
Yeah, I guess
I'm so proud of you, Ricky.
I tried it. I was like, I mean, it was just a little tip of it. I didn't have like, I would just look like,
face. I want you to be proud of me. I'm going to go try it. I'm your face.
But I think that's what I'm talking about,
right,
though.
Right. Yeah.
Like that's, instead of saying I refuse to try it because it looks weird, like that's the win, right?
Yeah.
And you found out that it's not actually as bad as you thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ricky, you said something a couple minutes ago that I thought was pretty powerful. And it's something for anybody who wants some beginning of the year reading, our man, James Clear, Atomic Habits, such a good book, great book, especially to start the beginning of the year. But as you're creating new habits, there's a little piece of you inside that will say, well, I'm not this person, or I don't do this. And the more that we take on identity of certain things, either get rid of that identity. So like Ricky, you said that I used to identify in this way, but it's okay for me to say that I eat vegetables. I identify as someone who eats vegetables. Mm-hmm. It feels more positive. It feels more hopeful. And it actually opens you up to trying new things like tamarind. Instead of if you had approached it and said, oh, I don't try new things. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I'm not somebody who enjoys different fruits and vegetables, right? Like that kind of does that, but you embraced that. And that was a part
letting go of that stinking thinking.
There you go.
Embracing the newness. I love it.
It's awesome.
See how we made that full circle based on the topic?
That's awesome. Well, ladies, this has been a great conversation. And before we end today, I want to give a couple shout outs. First, I want to give a shout out to Susan and Amy, who both joined up as supporters of the Real WWE Talk podcast. Thank you so much. That allows us to buy a little cup of coffee and maybe on an occasion, a chopped salad.
It gives you this quality of podcast. That's cool.
Yes, but thank you. Thank you for helping us do what we do to make the podcast happen. We really appreciate it. And then we also want to give out a shout out to Tracy in the Real WW Talk Facebook group, which you can find us anywhere. Just search Real WW Talk. But if you're on Facebook, just pop in the little search bar Real WW Talk and you'll get the group, answer the questions and join in. But so like we just started our step bet and Tracy is in the step bet. Listen to the note her husband left her. When we talk about support, this man is like the definition of support on the journey. She said, I love the support from my hubby on my step bets. He leaves me a love note every morning. This was this morning's note. And I quote, good morning, gorgeous. I hope you had a good slumber. I actually slept until my alarm. Good luck on day one of your new step bet. Have a great day, my love. See you this afternoon. I love you. What the heck?
Listen up, David.
Is there a clone that comes in 6'1 to 6'4, 240? Oh. And what in the world?
That is just the best thing ever. I love that level of support.
That's amazing.
Something that's important to her and to have him behind her, rooting her on. I'm sure that feels wonderful.
And I'm slightly jealous, but it's not about me. It's about Tracy. So congratulations, Tracy. Yeah.
For that one. My husband's watching my 3-year-old. That's right. So you can go try to get your steps.
Go ahead. I love that. But listen, you know what though? Okay, on a serious note, though, if you want that kind of support, you also need to be that support. And I have a feeling Tracy is also that level of support to her husband in his own way. So especially with Valentine's Day coming up, because everybody go, why won't somebody do it for me? Do it for someone else. You want flowers? Go get flowers for someone else. You want chocolates? Go get it for someone else. So
that's right.
There it is. All right. Well, hey, this was great. We would love to hear from you. If there is something that you've decided to kind of bring to an end so you can start a new beginning, something that you've brought to a necessary end, we'd love to hear it. Also, another reading thing, there's a really great book by Henry Cloud called Necessary Endings that you might be interested in. That was a very transformational book for me a couple years ago. So
that's
it. Nope. Oh, it's so good.
That's the read that.
So good. I'll link that in the show notes. I'll link James Clear Atomic Habits in the show notes. And then Ricky, I Need Your Recipe. We'll link that inside the show notes. You'll find that on each of the things. All right. Have a great week.
Bye.